Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
It's Sunday, July 10th, 2022, broadcasting from the Whitfield Media Group studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor, CHI Memorial. Good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed. I don't know how your world is, but mine has been exciting, to say the least. I know we have a lot to talk about this morning. I might just put it back to you. Mm-hmm. And we're also welcoming Sean Whitfield in with us this morning.
Hey, good morning, Sean. Glad to be here.
And thank you, Sean. I know last week, you being gone, Dr. Green, we had Sean and the comedian Clint Powell that was on the show, and he was
Clint is funny, you know, he really is.
He really put me in the corner with a question. He said, Ed, you take 99 pills a day, why can't you do 100? Add one more pill. And it was quite funny the way I had to defend myself for the 99 pill thing.
It's slowly grown over the last 4.5 years.
It has.
You were at 70 something when we met.
Yeah, I was going to say, I remember it used to be like 75.
Well, the catch was I always did 72 pills. Because I was going to somehow down deep, I thought the amount of pills I take will be the amount of years I live. And so, you know, when I was doing 72, 72 seemed like an eternity away. 72 is knocking on my door. So I've had to up the pills. I mean, it just comes down to reality of life. If I want to live to be 99, that's the amount of pills I have to take.
Once has it crossed my mind to ask you why you take a certain number. I just assume you're going to take more and more and more.
You mean you weren't taught in medical school that the amount of nutrients is how long you'd live?
Never.
What?
Never. You know, they told us vitamins were useless, actually. You know, don't take a supplement. It's a waste of your time.
Always keep that prescription pad handy.
Yeah, expensive urine.
Yes. Yeah, I tried to get my wife to take several, and she stopped at 4. So, and I usually stop at about 8 or 9 per day. Unless it's a gym day, then it's about 15.
Yeah. All people need is about 8 to 9 if you're past 20 or 30. I'm not saying this is necessary. I'm the human guinea pig of the world, so part of that's just my experimentation and my love. Now,
well, you do have to try it to know if it works, too.
Yeah, and I want to look people in the eye and say, yeah, I tried that, and no, it didn't work for me, which I'm very honest about.
Do all 99 digest?
All 99 digest. I've never seen one come out. Now,
and let me ask you this. I've never asked this either. Is that all at once?
No, 33, 33, 33. So, and I do occasionally get choked. Generally, it's in my kitchen by myself. And I will hurl a pill about once a month because it gets stuck and will not go down, and it just all comes out. Which
do you take it with water?
I do, and used to I would panic when I did that, and now I don't. It's just kind of second nature now. Well,
here's a secret you probably don't know: they go down easier with iced coffee.
Oh, do they?
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
I don't know why, but water and pills make them stick. Iced coffee makes it go right down.
I will pass that along.
That's what I do every morning at 5 in the morning. You know, I use a creamer with coconut oil as well, mm-hmm. and I guess that's part of it.
Yeah, makes good sense. Well, today we have a huge announcement. I'm going to let Sean kind of take the lead here and tell a little bit about a change that's coming. And, you know, there's chapters of all our lives, and if we live long enough, each chapter will close. But then, you know what? Another one can open. So, Sean, give the listeners the news of the day.
Well, 4.5 years ago, we started Vital Health Radio, and I'll try to make this brief, but I always enjoy sharing this story because I find it fascinating and a good story to share of how it all came together. But come up with the idea of putting together a radio show that we brought the holistic community together with the medical community. And of course, the two best guys in Chattanooga to do that with, other than Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. And of course, Dr. Green and I had already been talking about getting this show on the air before Ed and I did. And so when Dr. Green and I was talking about ideas of host, and then I mentioned it to our buddy Clint Powell. Clint says, well, you know who the perfect fit is? And he said, Ed Jones. And I said, you know what? That's sort of a duh moment. I didn't even think of that. But yeah, there's nobody in town that would be better suited. And I said, do you think Ed would be interested? And Clint says, I think he probably would. And so that's kind of how it got started. And then Dr. Green and I came to your store, Ed, on a Saturday afternoon. You, neither one of you guys had ever met one another, and introduced you both. You guys began conversation, and it was like a connection. And then a week or so later, a few days later, is when everybody decided, yeah, let's give this a try. Bringing the holistic community together with the so-called, just better, I guess the only way I know to describe it, the medical community, the world that Dr. Green's in. And it's been a great show. It's been a great, I don't know, maybe marriage. I don't know if that's the best word to use, but you guys have came together, and I've, when I reflect back on the 4.5 years, I think about how you both have changed, and it's been in good ways. I think Dr. Green, you have opened up Ed's eyes and made him more acceptable to the medical community, and Ed, it's brought you in front of a lot of medical people that otherwise you would have never probably had conversations with. And then I've seen a lot of change in how Ed has changed Dr. Green, and I'm speaking from, I guess, more of a listener, because there's very seldom a show I ever miss, and so that's been one of my observations. But there's been some shows that I've found myself laughing, because there's things that Dr. Green, that I've noticed that Ed has changed you of, and then I hear you share your stories about how you have recommended and shared things with your patients. And so anyway, I sit here, excuse me, this morning reflecting on 4.5 years, and I see nothing but fun, good, entertaining times together as a listener, listening to you guys on Sunday mornings or listen to you on the podcast. And then I think you both could echo that too, sitting here together in the studio, that you guys have become personal friends and lifelong friends now. So it's one of those times that Dr. Green, I won't speak on your behalf, but you're at a point that you've got some things that you are adjusting in your schedule, and it's just a time to call today the last show. However, you will be back. You'll be back as a guest, and hopefully whenever somebody is out, you'll be available. So it's sort of bittersweet.
All right, people, I'm going to try not to get emotional. You know, any change, I don't like change. I just don't. I'm just geared that way. So I like stability. I love meeting with Ed every week. And by the way, if anybody's wondering, I'm not sick. There's nothing bad. I just realized this chapter in my life had to change. It's that simple. And I try to listen to that voice now. And Ed really has taught me to do that, to listen to my body, listen to the voice inside. It was saying, it's time for that change. And it's just a season change for me. But I am, you know, it really makes me sad. I'm going to miss you guys. You're my friends, you're my brothers, and lifelong friends, I hope and pray.
Yeah,
I really do.
Absolutely.
I hope I can come back as a guest sometime, and maybe I can be a little wilder, let my hair down, so to speak, because I have to be a little more reserved when I'm a co-host, but maybe I can speak my mind fully in the future. I don't know. I really hold back here a lot. Ed doesn't. But yeah, both of you guys have had a profound impact on me over the last 4.5, 5 years. And it seems like yesterday, Sean, that you were calling me and recruiting me. We met at the diner and yeah, talked. I mean, maybe 1.5, 2 years ago is what it feels like to me. And Ed, I remember meeting you for that first time at your store, and just, I don't know, something just clicked. It just did. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to really, really miss you guys. Yeah. So we're going to have to start like a once a month meeting somewhere else for sure, because I'm going to need, I'll be in withdrawal within a week. Well, maybe not a week. I'll be at the beach next week. But give me 2 weeks and I'll be in withdrawal.
Yeah.
Well, I can echo so much of what you both said. And, you know, I've
you know, men, as a general rule, and I'm about in that same class, I don't really find too many new friends. But I will say Dr. Green, Chris Green, is not my friend and will be my friend for my life, because we have shared so much. And just thinking about what we've shared on the radio through COVID, when the world was in panic and shut down, and this, we were here every week trying to support people. You were so positive to help people understand the paralysis of fear. And that doesn't mean that we're not fearful, but to help manage that. And, you know, from my perspective, the amount of nutrients that could help save people's lives, and the fact that you I saw such an opening in you as regard to, you know, not just textbook stuff that you think is black and white. You actually realized that there are a bigger toolbox that sometimes isn't taught in medical school. And you gave me the respect that I really, really appreciate, that I don't always get from the medical community. And it's been a real gift. And I think both of us have planted seeds in this community. I hear constantly people who enjoy and learn from what we do, because you and I both want to empower people to be healthier and live a better life. And we've planted those seeds. And you and I also have kind of powwowed as a brotherhood between, not when we're on the show, with our personal lives. And that's been a value to me that's just, you know, men don't do that often. And here we are. And because it was scheduled, because guys like you and I, we push ourselves. We're very regulated. We don't usually take time, but we had this opportunity to take it because we're always here together. So it, yes. And I'm all about now being 65, looking back on the fact that every chapter ends, and it needs to end at a certain time. Every season will change, and this is a season that's changing. Another door will open for you, I, and this show, and it will move forward into another agenda of life. But to think we did 4.5 years, I don't know about you, I don't know the history of radio people, Sean, but I think that sounds impressive to me, that two guys have hung together for 4.5 years.
Yeah, of course, On the Move Radio I do with Amy Morrow. We've been together almost 12. And then Casey Orr I do Racing Talk Radio with on Rock 105. We've been together 17 and a half.
But this is your business,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, and so that's the only thing I can sort of compare it to. But no, it is 4.5 years, especially with two guys that have such a busy world.
Yeah, bingo.
And you both have a very busy
world. Part of
what
you and I have needed, Ed. Yes. We're so busy, we need this time. We do.
Yes, yeah. And because we both schedule very diligently, we did it, we made it happen, and dang gummit, we are not going to be strangers, Dr. Green.
And I want people to know, I mean, we are friends off the air, all of us,
yep.
And we really counsel each other, and that is a rare thing for men. You're absolutely right. You ask a lady, you know, tell me your 5 closest friends, they can't, like, narrow it down to 5 people.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like 10, 20 people.
Yep.
For a man, we usually scratch our head and go, what do you mean by friend? How close is that? I mean, what does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but we do. And you and I do have several close male friends we can confide in, and we really need that. For the men out there, if you don't have that, you do need it.
I love that.
I think we've all gotten a big blessing from this, but I think our listeners have gotten the biggest, because we've had the holistic community and the medical community to come together and share common ground and have good conversation and good discussion. And then the listener gets to make their own decision,
bingo,
make their own
choice. It should be.
Yeah. As it should be. And we did not have polarizing debates ever. I hope we set an example of how two, hopefully we will call each other intelligent men, can modestly disagree and not throw each other out the door.
And that can be applied to so much, whether it's religion, politics,
yes,
medicine. If you have a disagreement, it's an opportunity for learning. It's mm-hmm. not an opportunity for conflict.
Yeah. I want to say this last. Dr. Green, thank you so much for all you've done for Vital Health Radio, a friend, and what you've, you know, done for the listeners out there. It's been truly a pleasure to work with you, and you're right, we're lifelong friends, and when you and I started the show, we were just getting to know one another and becoming friends, and so I very much value that, cherish it, and I consider it a blessing.
Well, it's been a blessing to me, and it's been my pleasure and my honor. Thank you.
All right, guys, before I start getting a little tear here, we're going to go into a break. It is time for that break. When we come back, we're going to be having some conversation about nursing, and I've got some good notes of Actually, you know me, Dr. Green. I'm the guinea pig, and I have done a new treatment this week, and I'm doing some new treatment next Tuesday, two totally different ones that I want to talk about in the third section. Quite interesting. It was the most, what I did 2 days ago was the most painful experience of my life. So that plus more to come as we continue. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones. Stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there. ADS Security can do that for you. ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone. Choose ADS Security. Find them online at adssecurity.com.
Rock 105, your home for racing talk radio, presented by Vascular Institute. Every Monday at 6 p.m., join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr for the latest news in NASCAR, on and off the racetrack, and, well, some other craziness. Dude, what about all these changes ahead in 2022? We'll break it all down and cover it all. Each week, tune into Racing Talk Radio, presented by Vascular Institute on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
I'm Matt Davis.
And I'm Darren Johnson.
Join us for a great podcast called Chattanooga Fitness Download.
It's a podcast about healthy living, fitness, exercise, and bodybuilding.
And some other craziness as well.
You can expect many great guests and a lot of fascinating stories.
Find Chattanooga Fitness Download at your favorite podcast location.
Click the subscribe button for all future podcasts.
Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalaford Road and I-75.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Green. And you know, it's interesting, as Sean talked about in the earlier segment, Dr. Green has taught me so much about the medical community, because I've lived my whole life in the holistic nutritional community. I mean, we have over 300 people a day who shops with Nutrition World. I started with nothing and grew it into a complex with 17 practitioners. And 72% of all patients are using nutritional alternative options, and they're not telling their healthcare professional, which is sometimes necessary because they don't have the toolbox and open-mindedness to really receive that. Dr. Green does. He's one of my heroes on that. But I'm a real novice before Dr. Green and I started this show as far as what are the true options in the medical community that I've just kind of shunned away from. And so I've learned so much, and I know Dr. Green knows everything about what we're about to talk about. Of course he does. But we have two guests in today, Rebecca Gilman, who's a nursing residency program director, and Ali Vetrano, who's a nursing residency program director also. And the topic is, what is an LPN, which is licensed practical nurse? And I'll be honest with you, girls, both, I'm clueless, because I hear the word nurse and then I hear, oh, it's an LPN. No, it's this. No, it's that. I don't know anything about it. So this is really going to be good for me to hear the real story. What is a LPN, which is called licensed practical nurse?
Mm-hmm. So we've worked with LPNs on and off at Memorial for many years, mostly back in 2018, we really brought them into the hospital again and started working with them. So classically, a nurse is known as a registered nurse, but we now utilize LPNs, and they are a nurse in the same right. They just have a little bit different scope of practice with the patients, and they're used in mainly two different ways in the hospital. So they can be helping hands, which is more task-based, helping the RN, or they can work in a team model where the RN and LPN carry patients together, and that really allows the LPN to work to the maximum capacity of their scope as they take care of the patients. They carry their own section, and they're providing that direct patient care.
Okay, so if I, like my daughter, she had a baby about 7 months ago, and I was in and out of Erlanger. She had a high-risk pregnancy, and I see all these different nurses. So mm-hmm. LPN is one of them, and what's the other classifications?
Registered nurse.
Registered nurse, mm-hmm. Okay. And so, again, what would be something that the registered nurse does that you, that LPNs don't do?
So mainly it's things that are high risk or things that require extensively more training, like blood transfusions.
Gotcha.
Or like high risk drips like insulin or heparin.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say you girls and guys are, I won't say the workhorse, but I mean, you do a lot of things to support this whole medical system, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And every hospital has a large amount of LPNs, don't they? Or do they?
Typically, you'll see more RNs. We are utilizing LPNs a little bit more now.
Okay.
But yeah, the LPNs will help support that RN role. It definitely takes a team to care for patients.
Now, Chattanooga, you go to school here to get an LPN?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What schools offer that?
So there are a few different schools. Chattanooga State has an LPN program. That's actually, I completed their LPN program in 2003. There is also the Chattanooga College that has an LPN program as well.
Okay, so, and I'm reading that CHI Memorial has a new LPN residency program. What is that, and who's eligible for that?
So we've had a RN nurse residency program since about 2015. We are an accredited program. We were the first accredited program in the state of Tennessee, so we're proud of that. But recently, now that we're using LPNs a little bit more and using them to the full scope of their practice, we realized that the LPNs need the same support that the RNs do. So we are now incorporating our LPNs into our RN residency, into our nurse residency program.
Yeah, I'm well familiar with a medical residency, having been through one, but mm-hmm. I mean, what do you do in an LPN residency program? What does it involve specifically?
So with our nurse residency program, it is a one-year program. We provide extra support for these nurses. So it really is that transition to practice. It helps transition that nurse from what they learned in school to working with patients at the bedside, because we know that's a very different experience.
Is this geared toward inpatient and outpatient or just inpatient?
Currently, ours is inpatient.
Okay.
Now, do you have LPNs at your office, Dr. Green?
We do have LPNs, RNs, but mostly MAs, medical assistants, which is different.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell me, the novice, how is that different?
The training level, and they could probably speak to the training level better than I can. So why don't y'all explain the difference in, say, a medical assistant, which you see a lot in outpatient, versus LPN or RN? Just a few specifics in training, if you will.
I'm not as familiar with the MA training. Mm-hmm. LPN training is typically a one-year program, whereas your RN program is typically a two-year program, and that would be an associate's.
Uh-huh.
And then they can go on and get bachelor's and master's and progress from there.
Okay. Cool. And so this, we're talking about this residency program, and it's saying that the next one starts in September. So, like, right now, the purpose of you talking about it is, if people are listening who are LPNs, then you're wanting to let them know that this residency program is available.
Absolutely. Yeah. So this, our July cohort, is going to be the first time we've incorporated LPNs. So that cohort will start in the next coming weeks. So the next one, if they are interested, they can apply for our September cohort. Applications are up on our CHI Memorial Careers webpage.
But if they don't go to residency, they can still do their job as a normal LPN.
So at Memorial, all nurses, whether it's LPN or RN, if they have less than a year of experience, they will come into the residency program.
Oh, okay.
Correct. If you have more than a year of experience, then you would do your normal training. But all nurses with less than a year of experience would come through our residency okay. program.
Do some LPNs go on back to school and get the RN, or does that...
Absolutely. Yeah, that's okay. what I did. So I got my LPN in 2003. I finished my RN in 2011 and have progressed from there.
Oh, gotcha. Cool. Well, that's really, and I know that nursing is the backbone of hospitals and many offices, and without it, the whole system would crash. You mm-hmm. you are the hands and the energy and the I mean, you know,
we couldn't do our job without
really
them. Yeah. They are crucial.
Yeah. And that's so. How is there a nursing shortage? Just curious.
We are seeing a shortage of nursing, and so yes, we definitely anticipate having a need.
Is that just nurses. Lately, or has it been long term?
It's been ongoing, and it's something that they kind of anticipated, and then of course with the pandemic, it seems to have amplified it. Hmm.
Interesting. Well, for people to learn more who are listening, who either have a relative or friend who's an LPN or they themselves are an LPN, tell how they can get more information on this residency program.
Yeah, so they can look at our CHI Memorial website, or they can reach out to any of us. We have a group email. It's MCT_RNResidency@memorial.org.
Cool. And is this phone number here valid? The one that I have on this email that's 423-495-7517.
That is correct.
Okay, so 423-495-7517. Well, girls, thank you so much. I certainly, again, that's one reason I value this show, because I get to learn so much that's been outside of my field of practice for 43 years. And I just know when I'm in the hospital with relatives or my daughter, I just respect nursing so much, because I just sit there and watch what you all do, and it's just I know it's terribly hard work, and I know it's extremely stressful, and that's dealing just with normal stuff, much less COVID and all these ups and downs and wearing masks and everything else. So you both are heroes, and I think your whole field is heroes. I sure do.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Good. All right, well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be hearing some of my many notes about what I talked about on the first segment a little bit, the two new therapies that I've done. That
Something painful, you said.
The most painful I've ever done. Yeah,
that was, I'm interested.
2 days ago. And but you know me and my craziness. So that plus more to come as we continue. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Ugh, I'm stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
Got Medicare questions? Call 423-777-5577.
I know a girl with sparkling eyes, a superhero in disguise, and we call her Medicare Miss D. Those things that keep you up at night, so many choices, which one's right? That's when you call Medicare Miss D. Stack of books she reads, with all the others she takes lead, and we call her Medicare Miss D. The Federal Government Association, she's got no affiliation, and we call her Medicare Miss D.
423-777-5577. That's 423-777-5577.
You run your air conditioning one day and the heat the next. If your heating and air unit stops working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Green, and I kind of gave a couple teasers, Dr. Green, about, you know, something I did this week. I don't know how to really frame it, because I actually am not a superficial person. First off, I'm going to say this. I'm not really superficial. Yes, I am marginally superficial. What does that mean? That means, do I want to look as good as I can as the years go on? Well, yes, I do. I don't do Botox. It's not something that I feel comfortable doing. Not that I think it's that unhealthy. It's not. It's just I like the wrinkles. I like the age, graceful aging that comes. What I don't particularly like, if I can maximize and do better with, is the quality of skin and maybe the fine lines and the discoloration, things that come with Father Time. It is natural. And I do a facial about twice a year that's pretty intensive. We're not talking your normal facial. It's very deep. Well, you know, my love of aviation, went and saw Top Gun twice. And I remember seeing just a few weeks ago when I was looking at Tom Cruise. Yes, makeup is magic. Yes, movies can make things look differently. But I can tell, because I'm a connoisseur of people's health, he has unbelievable quality of skin. And when you look at his skin quality in this movie compared to the other one, which was, I don't know, 8 years ago, his skin has improved significantly. So I'm sitting there and I talked to, like, after the movie, actually, I talked to a couple people. I said, could you believe his skin quality? Well, I'm a TikTok fan. You know, I have my own TikTok. I've now got 2.7 million views. It's Ed Jones 63. Talk about how to be fit and lose body fat. Well, I'm on TikTok. This doctor comes on there who's a, I think, renowned plastic surgeon or a physician of that kind. And he said, I want to tell you how Tom Cruise has such amazing skin. And of course, wow, that was just hit me exactly where I wanted. He said he does a treatment called radiofrequency skin treatment. It's a general term. Well, immediately I texted and looked into that online, and it was obvious that it's a common treatment. So I go and I get an appointment for it. Well, 2 days ago I went. And what it is, Dr. Green, it has this little device. It's on a very expensive machine. It's about the size of the top of this Dasani bottle. It's a little apparatus and has 26 insulin needles in that device. And it's called Silfirmex, S-Y-L-F-I-R-M-X. I don't know if I pronounced it right. Well, okay, I'm game for it. I can do, you know, I try everything. So you go in, and I had an hour with a numbing cream. I sit down, and I've had several really painful, but not terribly, you know, not like devastatingly painful things of the past. Well, she puts this thing on me, and it's poking 26 insulin needles in me about 75 times. Never, I've had 18 tattoos. Nothing is equal to the discomfort of this crazy thing. And I had already purchased three of these, so I've already done one. And I have to do two more. I'm going to do it every 4 weeks. This is how supposedly Tom Cruise created the integrity of his skin, reduced the wrinkles, produced the collagen, because this goes into your skin deeply, and then the radio frequencies penetrate down deep that then triggers the skin and stem cells and collagen to be massively produced. We will see.
You have to let me know if that's worth it.
I will. I mean, I've got enough.
I would have thought RF. I'm like, that'd be non-painful.
I know.
I wouldn't think there's needles involved.
That's why I was like, yeah, let's do it. Because it sounded like...
just like laser.
Yes. But 26 needles going in me about 75 times. Could not believe it. And
sounds like a form of torture.
Yes. Well, I do want to put a plug in for Tracy Lussar. I think her daughter is now doing business at Alchemy Med Spa in North Shore. And I want to check with them to see if they have that kind of device. But they offer a lot of different things in regard to this kind of helping the skin as we age options.
So where is Alchemy?
You know, I don't know the address. I just happened to think of it just a few minutes ago, and I remember seeing an email from her about Alchemy Med Spa.
I know there's Larimar right across the street. Some doctor friends of mine own that. I don't know where Alchemy is. I'll have to look.
The truth is, if you want to look your best, you got to eat right. You have to, I think, take nutrients, and you have to exercise, and you have to sleep well. If you, those four are very important.
But and the dermatologist would tell you to stay out of the sun.
And stay out of the sun, because that is going to degrade collagen, there's no doubt, and create some risk factors if it's excessive in any way. I think modest amounts are actually healthy, but even modest amounts decrease collagen in the skin. So if you are 45 and over, and you want to have aging skin that's not going to look as fast aging as normal people, then you will have to access something. And I did a Halo before this twice. Halo is a very deep treatment that is remarkable for removing spots, age spots, wrinkles, freckles, and sun damage. So if you do nothing, well, it's not going to, it's going to continue down the path. It's going to continue, but you can sideline these with the right treatments. So there we go. And then secondly, next Tuesday, a new business is open on East Brainerd Road, and it is called Oxygen Health Spa. And I'm going to do the hyperbaric oxygen next Tuesday at 2 o'clock. And I'm going to have a little video. I've done it before at another location. This one's a bigger chamber, has a bigger window, and it's actually large enough for two people. And many people in the literature of my world have used hyperbaric for every kind of thing. But the number one thing right now is post-COVID. Because I am told, don't know, been told by people I tend to trust, that it can turn people around very quickly. And then also children who need healing, like my daughter, I took her down to get hyperbaric the night before her tonsils were removed. And the doc said that it was rare that he's ever seen a child recover as fast as Katie did. And she was about, I think, 13 or 14 at the time.
Well, that's been used in the medical field for a long time.
Oh, gosh, yes. What are, they use it for what reasons?
Mostly wound healing.
Wound healing, yes, yes. So it expands into this over the kind of, I'd say, over-the-counter option that you can go to. But, again, Oxygen Health Spa on East Brainerd Road.
And there's not 27 needles in that.
No, this will be very enjoyable.
Painless, yeah.
And very enjoyable. Some of the tanks are claustrophobic, so this one's not. It's very large, and I love the look out of it. I cannot wait to
You need to invent a float tank hyperbaric chamber.
wow, yes.
I don't think they have that out yet, do they?
They don't. I want to go back to my TikTok 1 second. What I've done, Dr. Green, on my TikTok, the past 4 TikToks, is I talked about macros. I talked about how do you put together the right protein, fats, and carbs. That's what we call macros, in order to have the lowest body fat. When I sit down at a meal these days, or have for many years, quality of food is vital to me. But beyond quality of food is the ratio of fats, carbs, and protein. And I have spoke on TikTok, EdJones63, that I really believe those of us who are active, like exercise, like you, Dr. Green, and myself, should do about 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight. I weigh 173, so I shoot for about 140 to 170 of protein. Not easy to do, so I have to drink 1 to 2 protein drinks a day, then eat my foods. And secondly, the carbs. I do 60 carbs Monday through Friday. Weekends, I do about 200. And then lastly, fat, I really believe should be about a 2-to-1 ratio, twice as much protein as fat. But I do very picky about not canola oil, not processed oils, not seed oils. Those are very dangerous to our health. Avocado, olive, coconut, MCT, those are the ones. And I carry olive oil into every restaurant that I go to so I can up the level of fat. In fact, yesterday I went to Bud's. Finding Bud's to be a good option because it's quick, it's easy, it's close to me. I get a hamburger steak with no seasoning on it, and I will get 2 orders of broccoli, which is, they're doing an extremely good job at Bud's making broccoli, believe it or not. And then I'll pour olive oil on my broccoli and or my ground beef in order to get the fat level up.
You know, we used to talk about restaurants a lot. We really haven't done that lately.
No. Have you eaten anywhere new?
Yes, yes, yes. That's what I was just writing down. So do you remember Beast and Barrel? It was
yes.
The North Shore. Okay. I had only eaten there once. Was not terribly impressed. And eventually, you know, it did go out mm-hmm. of business during COVID. There is a new restaurant there called Five and Dime, if I remember right. We've eaten there once. Superb food. Great atmosphere.
Really?
Yeah. It's a unique bar, the way they have the seating mm-hmm. areas at the bar. Plus, they have plenty. Oh, there's a private bar area you can sit at. Lots of tables. Outdoor seating as well. And, of course, they can open the big windows to the street from the bar. But the food is all unique, and it's not that expensive.
What kind of food? Stuff I would eat?
I think so. I mean, it's well prepared, very fancy to me. Like even the deviled eggs we got mm-hmm. were very fancy, but tasteful, unique. I don't know it well enough to really describe anything, but not overly priced, but very unique foods.
Oh,
we'll put it that way.
Love it.
Gosh, what did we get? That's been a few weeks ago. I can't remember what I got, but very, very good. And I think you would like it. The atmosphere is great as well. I don't want them to go out of business because we need these new businesses in town.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And, you know, that brings me a perfect segue into a little note I had. I love, of course, local businesses. I don't have any, you know, hatred for corporate. I mean, we need good corporations also, but I see that many corporations just are not servicing people as they should with efficiency, and they just don't have a passion of excellence any longer like they used to. But I'm have become a massive proponent of the proper physical therapy for people who need it. I know you physicians have
Absolutely.
Always been that way.
I'm a huge believer in PT.
Good. Well, Summit Physical Fitness, our physical therapy, came to Nutrition World and set up about a month ago. I was blown away by the amount of services and how they think outside the box. Summit Physical Therapy has everything from pelvic floor specialists, not just PTs who have just gone in school. I'm talking specialists who really know their thing. Children's therapies, even down to the level of sensory overload. They have a vast array of options. They do take insurance. They have locations all over the place. But the owner, who I got to talk to at length, I just was blown away by his experience and the fact that he has brought into his toolbox so many positive options. So I want to put a plug in for Summit Physical PT.
I was just thinking, some of the workouts I do, don't know if we talked about this on the air, but they're derived from PT. Some of the stuff, the lifting I'll do, people often come and say, what in the world are you doing? It's like rotator cuff exercises with weights. And I'll do that a lot. It's light weights. Because you can really hurt yourself. But if you do that, I think you would like that you prevent injury. So you're doing your PT with your workout.
Oh,
anyway,
yes.
Just something I do, but it does look a little funny. So I'll show you sometime. I may be off the show, but I'm not off from you.
No, that's right.
I'll be seeing you regularly.
And again, it's just like you've taught me so many things about what I would not have thought of in my life without you sitting across from this table. So again,
I didn't even know what ashwagandha was 5 years ago.
No, you didn't. So, and now you know how to spell it.
I know, isn't that crazy? And Boswellia and everything else. So yeah, I've learned so much, and I'm going to keep learning. So I'm not done with that. You got to learn something new every day and have fun every day.
Hey, I've really noticed in my 43-year career, healthcare practitioners, especially physicians like yourself, once that door cracks open, you don't ever shut the door completely again. You don't, because you start seeing some little treasures that you just didn't realize. And the same with me and the proper medical procedures and physicians and things that I kind of wrote off, and now I don't. I mean, like, hey, this is potentially really helpful to me and my clients. This one's not, but at least I know many things now I never realized before.
Hey, I'll have more time to do things like float tanks and cryo rooms and things like that.
You better. That's one thing we should do, is definitely make it.
I've been saying that for 4.5 years. I'm going to have to make good on that, you know?
Yeah, the float tank is, I really love that. I've missed it. I have not been going down at Lucidity. Lucidity is a wonderful organization. Again, locally owned, that does. They have hyperbaric down there. Just downtown is hard for me. I know you live there. It's easy. It's like another city to me when I'm sitting here on Lee Highway with a very heavy schedule.
But, yeah, and that's true. I used to live, in Ringgold for a long, long time. To go downtown was a pain. It just really was. Yep. But now I can walk to everything or ride a bike. Well, if I had a bike. But
you used to have bikes.
Yeah, stolen during the pandemic. That's awful, but you know, that's just the state of things in the country.
Yeah, I see the insanity lessening, and I see some common sense coming back.
Lord, I hope so. I was going to say we'll keep spreading that, but I will keep spreading the common sense for sure, yeah. Whether I'm here or in my office.
Hey, I'm going to talk a little bit on the last segment maybe about COVID, but I had a guy at the gym the other day, it was just like literally 2 days ago, said, well, did you hear there's 34 people's died in Erlanger and Memorial of COVID? And I was like, I just didn't even say a word. So I go on the CDC website yesterday. Yeah. In Chattanooga, there's been zero deaths. So yeah. Do not believe all this gossip and rumors about this, please.
Did you, I haven't even seen if they've named the new variant. I have no idea. No. I don't really care that much. But it is very flu-like, and that's what we're seeing, a sore throat, aches and pains, low-grade fever, you know, which is very unpleasant, but it's flu-like.
Yes.
I mean, who wants to be sick? But it's more that kind of an attitude. Really, the patients are that way now. It's like, great, now I've got to quarantine for 5 days, but it's not a dangerous thing. It's just a super annoying. And we do have the Paxlovid now. And if people have, I'm a huge proponent of ivermectin. We don't use it.
Yep.
Right this second within CHI, But my opinion is that the studies do show that it's effective. So there are a lot of places that still do ivermectin. But Paxlovid, monoclonal antibody infusions, we still have all of that.
Wonderful.
In addition to the healthy living and vitamins.
There you go. And I have learned, and it's not because I'm just wanting this to happen, but black seed oil is what the frontline physicians are, who the people I really trusted during the worst of COVID with common sense advice. They are saying that black seed oil, if you cannot get ivermectin.
You're saying black or flax?
Black. It's black, B-L-A-C-K, black seed oil.
I've never heard of that.
And it is an old, ancient remedy that has been used throughout the world. And actually, it was nicknamed about 50 years ago that black seed oil will cure everything but death. That's what's the slogan. It will cure everything but death. Well, black seed oil is now being recommended for those who cannot get ivermectin. So black seed oil is a potential. It's a potential. So
you just gave me something to research.
Yep. It is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be having Dr. Green's spiritual moment. More to come as we continue. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Rick Davis Golden Diamonds is your number one stop for buying and selling fine jewelry, antiques, watches, and coins. Are you ready to take the next step with your significant other? Love is in the air, and Rick Davis has you covered for all your wedding and engagement rings. Their annual bridal sale is going on now. They're buying and selling every day at Rick Davis Golden Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road in Chattanooga, or online now at rickdavisgoldendiamonds.net. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
I'm Matt Davis.
And I'm Darren Johnson.
Join us for a great podcast called Chattanooga Fitness Download.
It's a podcast about healthy living, fitness, exercise, and bodybuilding.
And some other craziness as well.
You can expect many great guests and a lot of fascinating stories.
Find Chattanooga Fitness Download at your favorite podcast location.
Click the subscribe button for all future podcasts.
Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Rock 105, your home for racing talk radio, presented by Vascular Institute. Every Monday at 6 p.m., join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr for the latest news in NASCAR, on and off the racetrack, and, well, some other craziness.
Dude, what about all these changes ahead in 2022?
We'll break it all down and cover it all. Each week, tune into Racing Talk Radio, presented by Vascular Institute on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
You run your air conditioning one day and the heat the next. If your heating and air unit stops working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and we have Dr. Green's Spiritual Moment.
And the Spiritual Moment is once again brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you want to learn more, visit their website, silverdalebc.com, or just download their free app. Now today, we are going to talk a bit about faith. Well, you may have heard the terms walking by faith or living by faith before. I want to talk about faith in a redeemed life, a life lived fiercely in faith despite what others may see as a life with a past of failures and brokenness. Living by faith means walking to the end of what you can see, then taking one more step, or as the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. put it, faith is taking the first step even when you don't see the whole staircase. Now let us consider the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews. This is often called the Hall of Faith. We read about the faith of Abel and Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Sarah, Joseph, Moses, and many, many others. It's quite a list. It is a long list of those who appear to be some of the peak performers in the Bible. Frankly, it is possible to feel just a little inadequate as we consider these great lives lived in faith. Well, when you compare them to our own lives, that is. But please look a little closer at that list. We are actually shown lives lived in faith despite past failures, redeemed lives. So Noah was a man of faith, for sure. But a story is recorded of him getting drunk and having some questionable behavior because of that. Well, Abraham was for sure a man of great faith, but he also lied to the Pharaoh, saying that his wife was his sister, out of fear. He also had a child with a servant while he was waiting on God's promised child, so not perfect. Isaac lied about Rebekah being his sister. Jacob deceived his own father. Moses had murdered an Egyptian. Rahab was a prostitute, and Gideon was a doubter. You know, don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to make you think less of these amazing people. On the contrary, I want you to see how God redeems the most broken lives into lives that can change the world. He can redeem us from any broken past and enable us to live fierce lives of faith as we walk with Him, as we place our trust in Him. Our pasts are of no consequence. His love is everlasting, and His mercies are new every single morning. We can't see faith, so how can we live by it? Well, I can't see love or gravity or oxygen, but we live by those invisible things every day, and we know they're real. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 says, "Faith is confidence in what we hope for and an assurance about what we do not see." Thomas Aquinas, talking about faith, said, "To one who has faith, no explanation is necessary. To one without faith, no explanation is possible." But faith is real, and God's power to redeem our broken lives and transform them into lives lived by faith is real. Live a redeemed life fiercely by faith in the God who makes that a reality. And my friends, that is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed?
Thank you. And I think people have appreciated this over the past 4.5 years, and it will be sorely missed, my friend. I do want to get a couple points in here before we finally end this particular show. And one is that I want people to realize and do something for me, and that is on Facebook, Vital Health Radio, or on Nutrition World and other venues. There's a bill that's pending by Senator Durbin. He has been our enemy for about 12 to 15 years. If this bill passes, it supposedly will eliminate 33,000 supplements. It has been attached to a bill that has to be passed to fund the FDA. Did not realize that 50 to 60% of the funding from the FDA comes from pharmaceutical companies. That is absolute facts. Well,
conflict of interest there.
No, none at all. Every 5 years, this bill has to pass to fund it. Well, Durbin has attached it to the back end of this bill. And it will take,
he's living up to his name, isn't he?
He is, yeah. on the Facebook Vital Health Radio, it takes you literally about 50 seconds to go 3 clicks, put your zip code in, and it will contact your representatives. Please, people, do that if you can for us and the freedom of this country. I really believe the freedom of supplements choice is almost equal to gun rights as far as people getting inflamed and fighting for the right. But we're in an age of people being so paralyzed by too much in their life that it takes effort to get anyone to do anything, because I understand that. I'm not being negative.
Well, send me that link later.
I will send you that link, and I appreciate the fact that I know you'll also do something about it.
Well, look at some of the choices they make, like N-acetylcysteine.
Well, they said on the interview that I just posted is that'll be the very first thing that will be gone. NAC will be gone immediately. And then lastly, a baby formula. We are so tied into helping people have healthier babies, and what is being offered over the counter is not a good product. With corn syrup and bad fats as the two main ingredients, we do not. Those people think that they can outsmart Mother Nature, and they can't. We need to be as close to mother's milk as possible, and there's we have 10 ingredients based on science that people can combine together that is nutritionally absolutely government. The numbers that the government says you have to have for babies is in this. So feel free to access that information. We have printed information at Nutrition World on that. And then lastly, on the COVID front, just a little bit, the reason they're pushing the vaccine for children, I now see the agenda for that, because you have to dig deep to see what the true purpose is. There is a, I won't say loophole in the law, but once a children's vaccine is approved at the level that it is with COVID, it guarantees no liability for the pharmaceutical company. That is not guaranteed at this point. No one can sue for the vaccine damages right now, but that's going to expire unless they can nail it down. And by doing the children's, it changes the way it's regulated. And so it's really not for the interest of the children. It's for the interest of, again, protecting the vaccine company. So another sad story to me. Oh, my gosh. We have covered so much over the years, Dr. Green. And I don't hear this other places, so thank you for being so open-minded and receiving of sometimes some of my stuff that will or sometimes will not always be conducive to the traditional medical model. But you have been such an awesome partner.
I've had a blast, I will tell you what. And I'm not saying goodbye, not to you, not to the listeners. It's until we meet again, until we talk again.
That's exactly right.
Good. Not a goodbye.
Nope. And I will say farewell, my partner, and that will be temporary because it is going to recombine. And
everyone, I'm still working. I'm still in town if you need me.
That's right. Dr. Christopher Green, wonderful, heartfelt physician. And I never knew his father, but I've heard so many stories. I know that you're certainly an offspring of a wonderful man. So thank you for all you have done for this show and this community.
And my thanks to you and to Sean and to all our listeners as well.
All right. Well, farewell, my friend. And that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. We thank you for listening. We'll be back here next Sunday, 9 a.m. For Dr. Christopher Green, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.